U.S. mulls sanctions, Pentagon move to protect persecuted Nigerian Christians. By Simon Kent on November 21, 2025. The U.S. is mulling a host of options such as sanctions and Pentagon engagement on counterterrorism as part of a plan to compel the Nigerian government to better protect its persecuted Christian communities. Nigeria is under scrutiny from U.S. President Donald Trump, who in early November threatened military action over the treatment of Christians in the West African nation, as Breitbart News reported. The United Nations is just one platform that has been used by the Trump administration to call the world to notice Christians being ruthlessly slaughtered in Nigeria. Reuters reports Jonathan Pratt, the senior official leading the State Department's Bureau of African Affairs, told the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday the time has come for less talk and more action. The Trump administration is developing a plan to incentivize and compel the Nigerian government to better protect Christian communities and improve religious freedom. This plan will consider U.S. State and Treasury engagement on sanctions, as well as possible Department of War engagement on counterterrorism, and other efforts to protect religious communities. He added Washington was primarily looking at security provided to the Nigerian government and how it is deploying assets, as well as the sharing of information and intelligence. The Reuters report notes, in October, Trump added Nigeria back to a countries of particular concern list of nations that the U.S. says have violated religious freedom. Trump also directed the U.S. Defense Department to prepare for possible fast military action in Nigeria if the West African nation fails to crack down on the killing of Christians. The Pentagon's latest show of support for persecuted Christians came on the same day multiple news agencies reported dozens of pupils had been abducted by armed men from a Catholic school in the center of the country. The latest attack targeted St. Mary's School in Papiri, Niger State, where authorities had already ordered the temporary closure of all boarding schools due to rising security threats by attackers that mirror past jihadist attacks in the increasingly lawless country. Local media broadcaster Arise TV said 52 schoolchildren were abducted. Christians are the single most persecuted religious group around the world, with more than 310 million followers of Christ being subjected to extreme levels of persecution, the United Nations reported back in March. In a host of countries, the UN details Christians are arbitrarily arrested, attacked, assaulted, and killed because of their faith. Anti-Christian bias has been rightly called the last acceptable prejudice, one that few condemn or even recognize. No one much cares about offending Christians, wrote the Coalition of African American Pastors in a 2019 essay. In fact, mocking, belittling, and blaspheming Christianity is becoming a bit of a trend in our culture. Anti-Christian bigotry truly is the last acceptable prejudice. The hypocrisy on display is astounding, the pastors continued. Christianity is the dominant religion of our country. It is the foundation of our government and morality. And yet, Christians are treated as fair game for mockery and insult. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.